Hello and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current, as always.
And I'm Trisha Donnellan.
Yeah!
Trisha,
yeah,
welcome.
Trisha's here.
Welcome, Trisha.
Thank you. I know.
We've been waiting
Patrick,
so long.
I feel like we had just a very brief... like emotional love affair.
Yes, we did. It's like an instant connection. I
know.
My people are here. We were on set for the Latinx film that we were filming. And I don't know, it was like the first day, I think it was the first day of filming. My first day of filming.
Mine too.
And I was like, oh, I have a I made a friend on my first day.
Friend.
I'm so
Boom.
Happy.
Done. Easy.
I know, I was doing costumes, which meant I was just moving stuff around on hangers and...
Right. Yeah. Making sure we all look good.
I mean, costume people are the best people.
They really are the best people. It's
set.
True.
It's very important. But I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And the reason we bonded so much was that we were just immediately talking about Lifetime. Who knows why? It just came up in natural conversation.
It really does.
It wasn't even like I was like talking about my podcast or anything. We were talking about Lifetime. And then I was like, oh, by the way, I have a podcast.
Also.
You know, and that's true friendship right there.
Yeah, that's it.
It is it takes a certain kind of person to be into Lifetime movies because they're so bad, they're good, and not everyone can really get down with that and enjoy that.
Or, you know, people really like them and then they get mad that we're
making fun of them.
Oh, I guess I don't know people who take them seriously.
I don't either.
But someone
there
does.
Are people that
more Hallmark. More Hallmark.
Yeah, Hallmark people are the ones that have been like,
this makes me happy. This is my Hallmark watching cup.
Christmas. How dare you ruin Christmas?
Well, now
we
with Lori Loughlin.
We do ruin Christmas a lot.
With Lori, they're all really upset about Lori. So, well, we have some time until we get into Hallmark world. Thank God.
Oh, God. Thank
actually, probably by the time this comes out, not that much time.
Yeah, no, we'll be...
It's coming. Christmas is coming.
What have we done?
Yeah, what have we done?
But who's going to play Lori?
Done? Right, who's going to play Lori in the Lifetime
Hallmark.
Movie? Oh, that's true, that's true. But you also have a podcast, right?
I do. It's called Strong Female Lead, and I host it with Tessa Davidson and Hillary Kerner. Tessa's a comedian in Chicago.
Cool.
And Hillary and I actually met... we all met volunteering for a group called Women in Comedy, which is how I got hooked up with working on Michelle's set also.
Nice.
So very small world. But we talk about strong female leads in movies and television.
Okay.
And
all
that's
right.
That's it.
Well, sounds amazing. Is it on all platforms?
It is. You can find it on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, and we're on Instagram at Strong Female Pod.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. We will definitely check that out.
We need listeners.
Well, okay. Well, great.
I mean, that sounds
like a great crossover for us.
We have, right now at the moment, there's 12 people in Australia.
Love our Australians.
That listen to us every week.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, reach out. We'll shout you out.
I think they have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Full-time listeners.
Full-time Australian listeners.
Every week.
The best.
It's like, there's always 12. Hey, Australia, guys in Australia, people in Australia, spread it around. We're on there.
Yeah, sure. We'll come to Australia for a tour.
I'm kind of disappointed that it's only 12 every time. Like, let's grow it, guys.
Let's get 15.
We had someone in Ethiopia.
Yeah, dude, it's weird when you see them. It's weird when you see the random people.
Right, yeah. Because Lifetime's so specifically American.
Germans love us.
But, you know, it's all on YouTube. All these movies are on YouTube.
Yeah.
So
okay, yeah. So
that's probably why. They don't have the blockage on their YouTube, so they can watch all these movies.
Oh.
Okay.
And I love when they title them something a little different when you have to search for them.
Well, it'll be an original, Canadian movie, and then they'll change the title to something... That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look it up.
Great.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. So, yes, transitioning to the movie we're talking about today.
Let's do the movie.
So, Drew, we are talking about To Have and To Hold. It is a Lifetime movie. It's their book to screen series, your favorite series that we covered previously with Pride and Prejudice, Atlanta.
which was really good.
Okay.
But this is a Jane, I think her name's Jane Green.
Jane Green.
Yeah. She like writes like, I don't want to say chick lit, but it kind of is like rom-com-y type of vibe things.
Okay.
She has a million books, like beach read type of stuff. And I never really got into her like stuff. Like, I have tried many times.
You have?
Yeah, because she's always on like Cosmo's like, Summer Beach Reads, bitch.
And that probably is the title of the article.
That is the title of the article. And
it is.
I'd never even heard of her.
Right.
Summer Beach Reads, bitch.
But they're just so boring. Yes. Kind of like Nicholas Sparksy stuff.
Okay.
But like,
except The Notebook.
Yeah, right. Except The Notebook.
But that's mostly because of Ryan Gosling, not the book.
Exactly. So, you know, that's the kind of vibe we're working with. And this is like Lifetime transitioning into, they really want to get the Hallmark viewers to come over and watch a Lifetime romance.
Okay. Oh, so this is a romance. This is not a murdery murder.
No murder. No cheerleader murder.
I didn't sleep with my son and then murder his girlfriend.
Okay. Exactly.
Sort of thing. Oh, yeah, it's not that.
Well, that's good.
They're pivoting.
Well, that's
fun. They're going down this new route.
Okay.
Because this is primetime Lifetime. This is not like the Lifetime Movie Network.
This is not
this is Lifetime proper at Saturday at 8 o'clock.
It's not USA After Dark.
It's not USA After Dark. It's none of that. This is like their prime. They spent some money on this.
I just don't know how I feel about the pivot.
Me neither. And we'll talk about it.
Stay where you belong.
Yeah, stay in your lane, Lifetime. Okay. Yeah, is kind of my vibe.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it. We'll see what we're thinking.
We'll see.
Okay.
The movie stars Erica Christensen. You will know her from Swim Fan.
Traffic.
Yep. Traffic.
Yep.
I think she got nominated for a Golden Globe at least for that.
Parenthood.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Also stars Antonio Cupo and Andy Favreau. So those guys are Italian.
John Favreau's
little stepbrother. Little cousin.
Yeah. Yeah. A Favreau. One
yes.
of them.
Yes.
So he looked like a Favreau too, you know?
Right, exactly.
Maybe he is, you know?
So jumping in, we start off, we meet Alice, okay? She lives in New York. She's like moving into a penthouse apartment. And you'd think she'd be excited about that.
Sadly unpacking.
Yeah. She's not excited. She's sad and like the camera's like a blue tint to it. Like she looks like she's not happy.
You know when it's a blue tint.
And she has a voiceover coming, you know? She's like, oh, I'm moving into an apartment.
You think I'd be happy?
Yeah. It's like stupid voiceover
she's
like that.
Saying what she's
and it's
doing.
Like very rom-commy music, like that kitschy kind of music. Like,
it was yeah, very weird.
Like Sex in the City, like yes. kind of vibe.
That
like,
threw me. Boom, I didn't expect boom, that.
Boom, yeah. Boom, yeah, boom, that kind boom, of boom, stupid boom, stuff. Boom, boom, and then they do a little rewind effect. It's like
very fast. Like,
that's
I
good.
Think I even missed that first scene the first time I watched it because I don't know what I was doing, but it was like 5 seconds.
Wait, the first time you watched it? Did you watch this multiple times? Did you watch this movie multiple times?
Yeah.
I watched once just for sheer trash pleasure, and then the second time,
take some notes.
I watched
trash pleasure
halfway through, taking notes, and then stopped.
Yeah, because can't watch this the whole way.
So I just know my notes kind of stop at a certain point.
That's fine. I got plenty of notes.
Can we change the name of this podcast to Trash Pleasure?
Yeah, that sounds great.
It sounds either like,
or should we make a new one? I don't know.
Right. We'll think about
it's
it.
A lot
we'll
of
think
work.
About it sounds like a porn
it
or
does.
A band.
Yeah. Oh, a band. That'd be a great band name.
Trash or an IO team.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So the rewind effect happens. We go to Alice's childhood. She's.
That was a good. Those were good. Like.
Yeah. She's 12, but I felt like we were doing like a 13 going on 30 thing. I'm like, are we going to like get the dollhouse and have the magic powder fall down? And then she's going to like wake up in her 30 body and be
she's
Jennifer Garner.
She's making a vision board.
A vision board?
As a child.
As a child. Which, okay, we are all people in our mid-20s, you know? I am 22.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
you guys
no,
too.
Yeah, all
sure.
of us are.
So we
Absolutely.
Know... We know when we were kids, vision boards existed, but the character in this movie is in her 30s, and vision boards definitely did not exist in the 30s. I've heard from my older friend, my older cousin, Chatrick.
Yeah. I don't think our...
I took my skateboard over to my
old cousin's place, and they said about talked about it.
Because Vision's board didn't start till The Secret, which was like with Oprah in like 2012. You know, and that was when everyone was like,
"I
gotta make a vision board."
I was only 12.
I definitely did not make a vision board at that age, but I did have like something where they just said post stuff from a magazine that you like, and it was like a VW bus or something.
Yeah, we would have.
It wasn't
sure.
It wasn't forward thinking.
It wasn't a vision board.
This is what I want right now.
But on Alice's board, she has very specific things. She wants to be a chef. Okay. She put a little chef on there.
Good.
She wants to find her Prince Charming. She puts like a man in a suit.
Prince Charming.
She wants to
just
have
a man in a suit. Yeah, just any dude with a suit.
That's how princes were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants a big family. She puts like 7 kids on there. She puts the Brady Bunch on there.
Big house.
They didn't have the rights to Brady Bunch, so it was just like pictures of kids. And then she wants a beautiful house in the countryside. So then she has like a little country cottage. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Now we're back to modern times, I guess.
Shitty apartment.
And we're in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Not in New York. She's in her 30s again. And she's like working for a catering company, but she wants more. Like, she doesn't want to just work at the catering company. Like, I didn't know if she wanted to be like a TV chef or like own a restaurant. Her dream kept changing for her dream job.
I mean, yeah. Isn't that the thing?
I think
though?
It was just to be in charge and be a chef.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe own a company, maybe be head chef. She wasn't sure.
If she set that goal at the top, it would have been way more rewarding at the end in what happened. But, you know, it literally changed like every scene. The writer was just like, I don't know. She's a chef. Just say whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know?
She's just a creative genius finding a way.
So she has two roommates. One roommate's name is Emily. She's like a brunette. And she is like, she goes out and parties all the time.
She's the fiery free spirit with
she's
the hair.
She's pictures. She's a photographer.
Yeah.
And they've been friends since they were kids. On her vision board, she had like going and taking pictures in Africa and like traveling the world being
and
a photographer.
And then she did.
No, she didn't. They both work at the catering company.
Oh, okay.
But didn't she seem a little bit, I loved her character, but it was very cliche. Like,
yeah.
Even just her hair, and it was wild.
Yeah.
Just like her spirit.
Just had that.
The free spirit friend.
Whee!
And then there's Harry, who is a carpenter or something.
A wood worker.
Yeah.
A woodsmith?
He makes wood stuff. So maybe furniture.
Yeah,
or
a woodsmith.
Yeah. Right?
Well, that would be a good...
He was making his own. He was creative, too.
Yes. We also have Harry. Harry is another friend, roommate, and he's just like a white guy who does the carpeting or whatever.
Sure.
Okay. Great. We got that
out
of the way.
Carpeting.
I don't know. Basically, it doesn't matter. He's not important right now. So we are at a little party because they're catering, right? They're all working catering or whatever, except for Harry, who does whatever he does. They see this guy. His name's Joe Evans. And Joe Evans is a guy that Alice went to middle school with.
Oh.
And she's like, oh my God, that's Joe Evans. I had a crush on him in middle school, and I wonder if he'll remember me. And he comes up to her, and he's like, hey.
Blah, 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 middle school?
Yeah. And she's like, you remember me from middle school? And I'm like, why? Why middle school?
Yeah, why middle school? What would that? And you could you recognize anyone from middle school?
No.
Everyone. But I don't remember names. Like, well, I do remember of grade school, but in general, I'm not great with names, but I can recognize someone from 20 years.
Like a face.
Yeah, a face. I can just tell who it is.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I think I could do. I wouldn't be able to know where I. Like, if I saw someone from middle school, I'd be like, I fucking know that person. But. No.
I probably also remember what they did to me that was mean.
yeah, exactly.
That would be easier.
I mean, no one was mean to me in middle school.
No, I was super popular.
I was so popular in middle school. Oh my God. I was mean to everyone.
I was
the bully. Whatever.
Just kidding. That's not true.
Yeah, it's not.
Middle school's rough for everyone. So I think everyone's bullied in middle school. Even if you are popular.
Yeah, I think even if you're a bully in middle school, you're bullied.
You're being bullied.
You're being bullied by your abusive parents who hate you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
So,
and you remember it.
Yeah. You remember. So, but yeah, he
Alex Cameron.
Whoa. Brandon Sampson.
Wendy Kapuscinski.
Calling you bitches out.
Calling you guys out.
Y'all better watch out. We're going to get you.
Although I did beat the hell out of Alex Cameron. I beat the hell out of his face. So
I just like I cried to the teachers. Help me.
I got my revenge.
I just cried to myself. The teachers didn't help. It was the Wild West.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No, it was the Wild West. Yeah. That's why I beat the hell out of him.
I was adorable, so teachers loved me, you know?
You're like,
help me.
Can I ask a question before we move on from the fact that he's a middle school crush? Have you ever met someone later and that crush transferred the way hers did from that time? Because that did happen to me once.
Really?
And I saw them later. Well, so the crush didn't transfer for me. But when I saw him, I initially was like, oh, it's so-and-so.
Yeah.
And then he was just so hammered and sloppy and ended up trying to hook up with me. And I wanted nothing to do with it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No.
But you think they're going to be just as great. And why would they? You're like 12.
Right.
I kind of...
Right.
I think there was one where it was like... I was like, oh, that's the popular girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you would have a crush on them.
Right.
But then when, like, so like a reunion or whatever, and you see them again and you're like, just as beautiful as I thought.
Oh, that.
And then I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they were great. And I was like, why? What?
Like, so this they is might amazing. Not have been mean.
No,
they're
they
kind of put on a pedestal. A bit,
yeah,
right?
I was like, well, like they put on a pedestal, and then you like actually get to know them as an adult person, adult human being.
Sure.
And you're like, oh, you were nice. You were always nice, and that's why I had like, and you're beautiful, and I had a crush on you the whole time.
Well, shit.
Oh, and you also have like,
it's a half and a whole situation. Okay.
There's like, oh, but you also have like three kids now, but like, yeah. You're still great.
Middle school matters, I guess, because this movie is saying it does. And
we're bringing it in.
Alice gives Joe her business card because he's impressed that she's a caterer and has aspirations to be a chef. He's like, I will keep you in mind if I have any events with my business.
Business card is just the catering company that she works for, or just a personal business card?
I don't know.
I thought she wouldn't have one, but she did.
She did. She's with it.
She's really
so we get a little cooking montage to soul music, or as I like to say, white people dancing in the kitchen music, because that's usually what they do in movies when soul music's playing. And it's Harry, Alice's roommate.
That's true.
And he's helping her make a molten lava cake, okay?
Okay.
And they
delicious.
Sexily eat it on the couch together.
Oh, good.
And
wait,
they have
before,
crazy chemistry, yes.
Before they say something like, she's like, I'll make you whatever you want, because he gives her this spice rack that he builds with wood.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. Then he says, nice. Whatever I want, and sort of looks at her. And she says, don't be afraid to say it. And then... he doesn't say it, and then she makes him something.
And this is a Lifetime movie, so I thought he was going to like rape her in the kitchen, you know,
and murder her.
Yes, well, probably just murder her. They don't really rape in Lifetime
anymore.
Not
a whole lot of
thank
rape
God,
in Lifetime.
Thank God. Yeah. Let's not perpetuate put that into the world.
Can we show with the rape guys?
Yeah,
we already did.
So no, but they just like
it's already
eat,
implied.
Eat lava
actually.
Cake.
It's just a given.
It is implied.
That's why they don't. Show, they're just like it's
sure,
a given.
We don't need to see it. This isn't Handmaid's Tale, okay? So. She falls asleep on the couch because they're drinking champagne or whatever, and he's moving away for 6 weeks to go like work at some wood carving something. I don't know, who cares?
Sure.
And before he leaves for the airport, he writes a note.
He kills her. Oh wait, no, sorry.
No,
sorry. Still, I still.
He writes a note and then puts it on
her hip.
On her body.
on her hip.
She fell asleep. He didn't put it on the table or anything. He puts it on her. And she, of course,
puts it over her face.
Because obviously it's supposed to get lost.
Yeah, she rolls over.
It's so Lifetime-y.
And the note falls in the couch and
that's
gets stuck in the cushion.
That's actually Hallmark.
Yeah, we're getting super Hallmark-y on this
Hallmark-y.
One.
Okay.
So the it falls never to be seen again, you know?
Oh, no.
But Joe actually follows through. Joe is the businessman. He follows through. He texts Alice with the job opportunity at his apartment. And I'm like, okay, this is where someone's going to die today.
He sends her flowers.
Someone's going to die.
Yes.
No one dies.
So, no.
No one dies.
Wait, no one dies in this?
No, he has a dinner party.
Okay. No.
He has some like POC coworkers, which I was like, okay, it is a Lifetime movie. Good. I was just checking. It feels very Hallmarky. And the night's wrapping up.
Is that a thing?
It is.
Hallmark never has people of color.
They do. But
they're
a huge deal out of it when they do it.
And what kind of character?
Well, it's like the best friend.
The best friend or the literal help. That's been a thing.
Well, they've lately been, or what they did like last Christmas was like, they had a person who was like a boss, who was like a black man.
Yep.
Okay.
Right?
Right, because black men can be bosses also. Hallmark wants to make sure that we know that.
But they make such a... But it seems like they make it like...
Yeah, it's like, hey, hi, I'm your black boss.
And I'm so friendly and I'm perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. Scary.
And they like white... Like they like write them as like white characters, you know? Or they overcompensate and like write it super racist.
Yeah, just like they get a little.
I'm surprised Hallmark still gets it. Well, I mean,
they're getting less. Oh, they're getting people are like us.
It's less and less.
Are like, no, this is not okay.
We haven't had a black bachelor.
I think it's coming. I think it's coming. Do you watch The Bachelor?
Hell yes.
Okay, we'll talk offline. We'll talk offline. That's our next podcast. Okay, so
I won't be recording that here.
True. So, whatever. They hook up, of course, Joe and Alice. They hook up, and he sends her all the flowers and stuff the next day because he's trying to win her over.
Oh, I totally jumped the gun. I said the flowers.
And he also has an apartment right by the Space Needle. So, like,
great.
It's like a very fancy tour. He's like very fancy, very rich. Is what you need to take away from
he's
this.
He's a doing shiny well. Person.
Shiny person. Shiny, happy people having fun. Whatever it is.
You know what, though? Erica Christensen is so known, I think, as a person. It always makes me, or a famous person, it makes me feel really weird when I see people like that act in roles where they're like, ooh, the rich people. I'm like, shut up.
Right.
Yeah. Are we allowed to swear on this podcast?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. I'm kind of like, okay, I'm fucking over it. Like, shiny people, you're a shiny person. I'm not buying it.
You're beautiful. It's like your Botox looks really good.
You're good to go.
So jealous. I need to get my Botox.
You're good to go, lady.
Me too.
Soon.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
So, we, of course, get the montage now of Joe and Alice dating, which basically includes, Joe and Alice making out everywhere and, like, drinking wine at a restaurant.
Eating out to hooking up to eating out to hooking up.
And meanwhile, Emily, the free spirit friend, and Harry, the friend who's in wherever the hell, gone for 6 weeks, they're texting Alice, and Alice isn't responding. And I wrote down the things they text.
It's very artsy.
I'll tell you, the texts are popping up on the screen, my favorite thing, instead of reading it on the phone, which I hate.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
So I'll tell you the text, and I want you to tell me who says it. Yoga? Question mark? That's a text. Lunch? Question mark? That's a text. Haven't seen you in a week? Question mark? Who said those? Emily or Harry?
I'm going to say Emily.
You're correct.
Is that because of the yoga?
I shouldn't have started with the yoga.
Yeah, it's the yoga. No man would say that.
Harry's saying, thinking of you? Question mark? Not a question mark, but I'm just saying question mark. I miss your cooking? Question mark?
And all of it is in quotations.
Yes. Why didn't you fuck me? Question mark?
Yes.
Why don't we get fucked? Why don't we fuck
That's right.
Other? Can we fuck
But
each
Alice
other
is so distracted. With Joe, she's not texting her friends, and she misses out on the big promotion at the catering place.
Uh-oh.
Feeling really Hallmarky, right?
Mm-hmm. This is very...
So...
Very Hallmarky.
She tells Joe, and he's like, don't worry about it. There'll be other jobs. Plus, you have me. What more do you need? You know?
Yeah.
You don't need to work. Let's have babies.
I mean, he's got a point. Babies. You know, he's got a point, right?
he has a bit of a Kennedy thing about him, doesn't he?
Except his outfits are not good. Speaking of costuming... not good costuming on
I guess
him.
His ties are a little
his
weird.
His ties were too fat, and his jackets were not tailored to his arms. His arms were too long.
But when you're rich, you just wear whatever you want.
Yes.
Right?
But he takes her to a fancy dinner party at his parents' house in the country or wherever they are in Seattle.
The rich place.
And he brings them up to the parents, and Alice is like, hi, parents. And the mom is like, Joe, could you get me a glass of water? And some grandkids. I'm like, what?
I tried to do it in unison with you. And I said,
whatever it is. Grandbabies, grandkids. And I was like, no. No, Mom.
Failure.
Don't say that.
But it was the waspiest thing she could have done right there. Like, this couple is...
And you think it's setting up for the mom to, like, confront Alice and, like, have a huge thing. No. Emily walks up and she's like, oh, I'm catering this event and you're now a fancy, shiny person. Fuck you, Alice.
What?
Yeah.
Alice just stares at her. Now, I can forgive the initial shock of seeing her there, but then she says to the mom, I have to go to the restroom. She could have said, oh, that's my friend over there.
Right.
I'm going to go talk to her. She didn't, though, because she is trying to fit in.
Yes. And... Emily, like, Alice comes home and Emily's, like, sitting on the couch. She's like, bitch, I'm over it. Sorry, I was so rude to you. Whatever, who cares?
Because she's the best fucking friend ever throughout
this
whole thing.
I was out of control and you're fine and let's be friends.
Okay.
And Alice is like, okay, well, I really like Joe and I just love him so much and I think he's great. And she's like, well, you have my approval. You have my blessing. He's great. He's so nice. So
she says she's worried about him, her too, right?
Yeah, because she's like, you kind of, like, put everything that you had planned on hold for this man, but if you really love him and you, like, want to do that, then that's on you.
She's the greatest friend. She expresses her concern, but she's supportive no matter what.
That's right. That's a good friend, except not a good friend, because someone needs to set Alice straight, because Joe proposes to her on the terrace and she's like, oh yes, of course.
How long have they been? A week,
probably. I mean, it's not
long enough for a montage. We're not really sure. Could have been a matter of days.
So they're dangerously approaching Hallmark.
Exactly.
Is that how fast the courtship occurs?
Everything happens within a week.
All this would have happened in the first 5 minutes of a Hallmark movie. So I was annoyed with this movie because I knew the beats that were coming and they weren't coming fast enough to get to my baking montage, my Christmas tree lighting, and my, overheard phone call.
Well, then, and here's the other thing. You're waiting for some fucking murder to happen because it's a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
There should be
something.
And
the trailer was very misleading on this one. It made it seem like it was going to be something that it was not.
I thought it was going to be dark.
Yeah, me too.
And then I watched it. There was no darkness.
And it was just a love story?
There was no darkness.
Yep.
It was just a shitty love story?
Okay, so...
God, no murder suey, which is really what I was waiting
for. No murder suey, dude.
So, moving on, because we need to get through this. I have so many pages of notes, and it all doesn't matter. That's the bad part about this. Like, I mean,
you were taking them because you think thought
we were going to get the twist, but we didn't get the twist.
That's okay.
That's fine. We can skip all that shit.
Yeah.
And be like, what the fuck?
Basically, what happens next is, like, Alice is, like, trying to have a baby, and I think we flash forward. We flash forward a year.
Okay.
We flash forward a year, and Alice has given up on cooking. Joe is, like, working all the time and not being with her and doesn't want to have sex with her ever.
Yeah, no.
And she's like, it's our 1 year anniversary. What? Let's have morning sex. And he's like, I got to go take a shower. She's like, can I come? He's like, no.
Troubles are brewing.
I'm like, if you deny sex twice in one morning... You cheating on me, bitch. I know you are. And I'm going to find you. I'm going to mirror your phone. What was the thing? I'm going to take your phone. I'm going to take your finger while you're sleeping. I'm going to put it on your phone. I'm going to unlock that phone. I'm going to look into it.
I'm going to use your thumbprint.
I'm going to look into it. I learned that on a Lifetime movie, and now I'll never forget it. And none of you listeners will forget, because don't let your man cheat on you.
Have you ever found out someone was cheating and then confronted them?
No one would ever cheat on me.
I have not.
Drew?
No.
Well, I did.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I found out, and I went to the girl's house with a friend of mine.
Your life is a Lifetime movie.
Girl's house?
What?
Wait, to that girl?
Here's the thing, though. I went to the girl's house because I was friends with her roommate.
Okay.
Okay. It's always someone you know. It's always someone you know.
And it was, I went there, and she came down the steps because she had been sleeping or whatever, and I said, give me your phone. And she said, no, I don't want to do that to you. And I said, give me your phone.
Oh, my God.
No, that's all you need. Actually, you're like, okay, cool, thank you. I got everything I need.
But I wanted to see it.
Oh, so.
Right, yeah.
Give me your phone. She gave it to me. Terrible. Well, I told her I wasn't going to leave until she gave it to me.
Oh, wow.
And she gave it to me, and I saw I needed to know, and I broke up with him then.
Good. Good for you.
But I just needed, like,
you just needed,
I needed some tangible evidence. Yeah, 100%.
You're a detective.
But you had a feeling.
I knew that if he cheated, it would have been with this girl.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So not necessarily.
You're smart.
I knew. Well, but I also was kind of. People had hinted, but you know, you want to believe the person you're with.
Right, right.
And I did, but I knew there was something weird about them and the way they acted in front of me.
Yeah.
And if they acted like that in front of me.
And there's a gaslighty kind of weird thing kind of going you on. Know, you were just going like,
very early say, 20s yeah. gaslighting.
No, that's fucking say, good.
Yeah. This hey, if is you need more a job interesting. In
fraud, I,
oh, good. Yeah.
You're,
hook it up.
This is a.
Your is story great. Is more interesting than the movie we're talking about.
I know. Like, fuck this movie.
Yeah, whatever. What? Oh, my God. What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
But good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's fucking awesome. Actually, yes. you make the, like, normally the fucking Lifetime movies we're just like okay yeah no we get it
yeah
we got it like we already know no. who did it mm-hmm. we already
you thought
know
I was gonna beat
fucked.
That bitch up but I didn't really care that much about her that's right. the thing at the end of the day it was sort of like yeah, I mean I don't
her.
Like you
it's not about her
like you suck that's selfish but you're not the person yeah. that cheated on me yeah.
right
because you're
you
like,
knew
okay,
what you
well.
Were doing though that's yeah. what I will say I'd be like you knew what you were doing and that's not cool because that will come back to you sometime.
It and you're won't. Like, look, I get it. It's not you. It's him. And fuck him.
Right.
Hi, Andy.
So, okay. So, Alice is giving up on her dreams for her man, you know, which is a terrible thing. But also, what? Harry is back in town, okay? So, Harry's back. He is, for some reason, into Emily now because okay. he didn't get the answer from Alice. He's moving on to Emily. He loves them both as like friends and they're going to try to make it work. Okay. But here's the weird thing, Drew. Yeah. They haven't like had sex. Like
ever?
Emily and Harry have never had sex.
So you think they would talk about getting into a relationship
wait,
after they had sex? Because
yes.
if you're friends, it would be like, oh, we kind of slept together. Would this be something? But instead they were just like, hey.
Yeah, it's like the
hey,
opposite
hey,
that I
we're
would ever
both,
think about.
Should we be together? Well, let's try sex.
Yeah. So Alice is, they go to, yeah.
I think that's
so
always,
weird.
I think that's always the,
that's
like,
so
the
weird.
Best, that is the better, more safer way to go, honestly.
I guess.
But with friends, that,
I don't
yeah,
know. I mean,
no,
yeah.
it's going like,
talk about it first. That's responsible.
Look, just going like, or just being like
I don't want to ruin the friendship.
Be like,
you know.
We'll see if
but Alice
work.
Is super yeah, into this pairing, right. and she's like, "Oh, I'm so happy that you guys are gonna be a thing. Let's go to the cabin, and Joe can come. We'll have a double date, and then you guys can have sexy time. And like, me and Joe will be there, and we'll
you can have sex for the first time at a cabin.
And we'll
while I bring
be
my
there.
Husband, and we'll be there.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't see what's
right. So they all go to the cabin except Joe. He gets stuck at work. He's working late. And mm-hmm. Emily.
He's an attorney, a high powered attorney.
Yes. Emily and Harry.
I mean, he looks like a high powered attorney.
He does.
He's cute.
He's cute.
I'm going to say he's cute. Nothing crazy, but he's cute.
No, he's a cute man. He's a cute man. He's a good looking guy.
They're all together, like waiting on Joe.
I wish I looked like him.
And
Patrick's like, I need to get through this.
Joe calls, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm not going to be there. And they're like, well, we're just going to have a threesome then. And then they do.
What?
And then it
shut up.
And then it ends.
No,
and then it's over.
And then it's over.
It's over. Yeah.
Please.
No.
Please.
But that was such a
I hope.
I'm the wild best friend kind of thing to say.
I'm gonna
so
have
funny.
A threesome with your woman. But yeah, no, they don't have a threesome, but Joe
unfortunately, that would have been the only good thing that happened in this movie.
They do have sex and Emily's like, it was meh. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was like the first time, whenever.
But that's because
he was probably
of,
very
that's
much
because
about himself. And
of how it, well, yeah. yes. And that's because of how it started, though. It's the yes. responsible way, but leading up to that is not with sparks. It's like,
right.
Hi. Oh, okay.
I don't know. You want to, well, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Wee.
So, but they're together now, I guess. They're together. So.
Wait, so you're saying the Joe guy. And main chick.
And Alice.
Mm-hmm. They're
still together.
They're still together. Married. It's Emily and Harry.
Emily and Harry are the ones
the
that are like
friends.
Now they're together.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool.
So
Cray Chick and the other guy. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. But
I have to look.
Alice is giving them time because now they hooked up and she's like, okay, you guys just be here and hang out. And I'm going to go back into the city and I'm going to surprise my man and have sexy time with him. So, because he had to go back to work. He came for a night. He left. He came late. He left early.
Yeah.
She goes to his office. He is having an affair with one of his coworkers, on his desk.
Totally. Shocker.
Who's shocked? No one is shocked. Yeah, movie. No,
that is the thing about the movie. It was incredibly formulaic. You do know exactly what's happening each
time. Right. And you're what the hell? these people this are is not... so...
I mean, I could have written it in my sleep, but it was... Yeah.
Yeah. So he sends more flowers to apologize. Joe does, and it doesn't work. And the coworkers are no, this guy sucks. Don't get with him.
Oh, her friends. Yeah, they don't want to. And the coworkers are also she's still part of the picture. You don't need what?
Yeah, his coworkers bring him to a meeting. They're like, we can't fire you because, we can't.
This is your personal life.
But, we can relocate you and we're going to relocate you to New York.
And guess who he talks it into going with him? Alice.
So that's why she's unpacking in New York at the beginning of the movie. Big reveal.
Very unhappily unpacking.
Who cares? They meet another couple and they go to
No one cares no about one cares. These characters. No one cares.
they go to a cottage in Connecticut because they meet some friends and they go out there and Alice is like, "Oh my god, I love this. This is my dream. I've always wanted to live in the country in the house. I had a vision board one time when I was 12." And Joe's like, "I'll buy the cottage."
He
buys it for her on the spot just to kind of get her out of New York and so she can live in Connecticut in a cottage.
That's how Joe handles problems. And it's working for a while, actually.
It does work
That's a good move. That's a good move.
Yeah. So with Alice in the country and Joe in New York, they're more apart than ever. But we get a montage. More white people dancing in the kitchen music with Alice setting up the house and picking out wallpaper. So, but they're still trying to have a baby,
Who's trying to have a baby?
Alice and Joe. That's why she's not working. She's not doing anything. Her job is to make a baby and raise it, in his opinion.
Okay. But she can't work while trying to make the baby.
Yes.
Because Joe thinks that would keep her too busy at night and he wouldn't be able to see her.
Yeah. Right. And Alice,
that's what he says.
I mean, I can't argue with that. Am I right, guys?
Yes.
Woo! High five.
No high five. Yeah. So Alice is realizing she needs a couch.
That was a joke, by the way, guys. Just anyone who I didn't actually high
support five. Support your ladies.
Please, good lord.
Drew wants you to support your ladies.
High five, right, bros? Bro hands.
No bro high five. Alice realizes she needs a couch. So she's talking to Emily on Skype.
She doesn't have a couch yet.
No, she's like, nothing will fit in the space. But she's talking to Emily and she's like, oh, that couch you're sitting on looks real comfy and great. Remember when we were roommates?
Can I have it?
And Emily's like, haha, you can have my couch, you dumb bitch. But you can have Harry. And Harry just comes in the door and he's like, I'm here to carpentry things.
Basically, he shows up.
I will make furniture for you.
Yeah.
It's very weird. It's true. That actually happens while she's talking to Emily via Skype.
Oh, so he just comes in.
He shows up and then he starts fixing things. The neighbor comes by and she's like, my septic tank broke. I'm having a party tonight. What am I going to do? No one can use the potty. And they're like, did you just say potty? And
wait, did you call it a potty? Also, you have a septic tank?
Right.
A potty party.
Okay. Yeah, a potty party.
Are we in the middle of nowhere? Great. Okay.
But of course, Alice is like, I know how to cater things. I was a caterer for a long time before I was mandated to have babies for my husband.
I can throw sheets over boxes and make this bitch happen.
Yeah, so she makes it happen, and everyone's super impressed with the party. All the guests are like, who did this? Can we get them to come to our house?
So she beautiful minds catering.
Yes.
She does, actually.
There's equations.
She hides everything.
There's equations in the air. It's So
that's her calling is working in catering, but she can't realize it because she has to get pregnant. So next we get a sad montage. And in the sad montage, Alice is making caramel. She's making caramel and then she's also taking pregnancy tests.
Caramel's just such a sad food.
She's taking multiple pregnancy tests.
Yeah, taking pregnancy tests. And
over and over.
Yeah. Sad montage over. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, this movie was nothing but montages, for real.
I mean, I'll give it some points for that. I do love montages. So, I'm a very big fan of montages. Cause like, just
right. Get but they it. Don't actually further the story. It just is like conveying an emotion that
it's
the
basically a scene.
Or,
yeah. That's fine. That's fine.
So
I am fine with that.
Alice's friends show up, Harry and Emily. They show up. They have the couch. They're like, we drove all the way from Seattle. We have the couch. And Emily's like, oh my God, that's great. Well, we're going to have a New Year's party. You guys should stay for New Year's. So, and.
Oh.
Right.
Just, okay.
Yes. And Alice, it didn't get her period, so she's late. So she tells Joe, like, I might be pregnant. We're going to find out on New Year's because if by then I'll know.
She's
and blah,
jumping
blah, blah.
The gun. It's been a day, people.
It's been a day.
It's been a day.
One day late.
So that at the party, she's in the bathroom, like, taking the test, and it's negative. Yeah. Not pregnant. Yeah. So what does she do? She goes right to the whiskey bottle, like, pours herself a glass and downs it.
And tells Joe.
Tells Joe, get some champagne, chugs that, and then it's almost time for the ball to drop. So they're like, oh, we got to get the Black Eyed Peas because they're in the country.
Is that what? Oh, I was like, is that the song that was.
Oh, like
playing?
The band?
The Black, yeah. Fergie showed up and Will I Am. No, no, no. Actually, Black Eyed Peas in a big pot that are in the barn or something. So Harry's like, I'll come help you. So Alice and Harry go out. They get the Black Eyed Peas. And she slips on some ice. Very,
that's like a
very Hallmark-y.
That's,
it is a southern thing. Not Connecticut. Yeah. In Ecuador, you eat 12 grapes. Just so you know.
12 grapes?
Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
That's a lot of grapes.
You have to put them all in your mouth at one time and then chew them. You could choke.
That's enough grapes.
But happy New Year.
Happy New Year, dude.
Anyways, so she slips on some ice and Joe throws the bucket of Black Eyed Peas and
catches
her. And then they kiss.
And then it goes 3, 2, 1, the countdown for New Year's.
After
and
he catches her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They kiss. Very romantic.
So ridiculous.
Hell yeah, dude. Get it.
But
guess
but
who
Drew,
sees them?
This is Harry, not Joe, not her husband.
I know.
And Emily walks up and she's like,
And then that's when the three-way happens and it's over.
They have a three-way in the Black Eyed Peas. They get all Black Eyed Peas.
With the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
In the snow.
They go backstage.
No. Emily has a big fight with Harry. They leave the next day.
Sure.
Alice is alone at the cottage because Joe's working late again. And she's like, you know what? I'm not going to be alone on the day after New Year's. I'm going to go into the city. She goes into the city and she's like, oh, where's my husband? Not the house, their house. And because he said, or no, she calls him and she's like, She calls him and she's like, hey, where are you? And he's like, oh, I thought you would be asleep by now. She's like, oh, no, I'm not. And he's like, oh, I'm in bed in the city.
And
I'm going to bed right now. She's in the bedroom.
And she sees that he's lying.
Where he's saying that he's there.
Yeah. She's like, he's lying.
Oh, dude.
So she pulls up her computer. She
Find my iPhone
on him. And
go
she
get him,
finds
bitch.
Him at a restaurant like down the block. And he's another woman. He's a multiple cheater now.
I was hoping that...
He... What?
That like Joe and... Harry were together.
That'd be cool. I'd be into that.
I was hoping that happened.
Hey, you know.
That would be a nice
twist.
That
would have been a fun
twist. On the not Hallmarky Lifetime movie, it would have happened. But no.
They try to be too much like fucking Hallmark.
It's true.
They could have been more like Lifetime and had Harry and Joe.
Love it. Love
all...
it.
This movie was so not sexual at all. Like there was
no strong male backs, no thrusting,
nothing.
There was no like dudes with their shirts off.
He had a shirt off, but he was wearing PJ pants. No,
that's
not hot.
That's not hot.
And he was just on his way to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's
like untying his drawstring. I'm like, get out of here with that.
I know.
Off
like,
with
don't fucking.
Yes.
I know that you're not really taking that off.
Fuck off with your pajama string.
So Alice confronts Joe and she's like, how many times? Tell me what's going on. He's like, you know what? Cheating's like just getting an extra dessert. That's all I'm doing in life.
In the whole movie, he kept saying he wasn't a dessert guy.
He's not into sweets. Okay.
So that was just a little callback,
a
Hallmark callback.
Yeah, probably. But she's like really fed up. She goes back to the cottage. She cries
on
the couch.
She doesn't rip him a new one.
She doesn't. She
ever
goes
throughout
to her
this,
neighbor.
Which I'm like, wow, I would Hulk the fuck out in that kind of situation, at least once.
No, she just goes cries on the couch with a neighbor. The neighbor's like, you know, you're going to start a new life now and just see all the good opportunities that are coming from this because fuck him, who cares?
She was really nice, Sam.
The neighbor was actually really good.
Yeah.
Just going to say that.
Great.
Liked her.
Anyway, so she asks him for a divorce. She starts a new catering company.
She asked him,
Alice Eats.
Would you like a divorce, please?
Well, she's like, let's get a divorce as long as I keep the cottage.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
That he paid for it.
I would have gone after a lot more
Yes, absolutely.
Especially with the way he treated the marriage. It was so transactional from the beginning.
Right.
Like, he deserved it.
Make me
it.
A baby.
Yeah.
Give me a child.
Give me baby. He sounds like it's like a Russian man.
Yes.
Like a rich Russian guy.
Maybe he is.
That's what, to me, and rich Russian guys.
Maybe he is.
Sorry, Russian listeners. We do have a few Russian listeners.
Ooh, okay.
But you guys are like real.
And they're going to kill you now.
Great.
So. You guys are great, real. Great.
I'm scared.
You guys are really okay. Like fucking.
Bringing it home. Alice goes home. She plops on the couch, okay? She finds the note, of course. And she's like, she literally says, what is this?
What the hell?
It looks like a recipe card. What the fuck is this?
Yes.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, dude, it's the note that Harry wrote you. You dummy. Where have you been this whole movie?
You dumb.
And he left it on your hip.
Exactly. So she tells, she brings it.
It's been in your hip the whole time.
Yes.
What was in your hip bone.
She brings it to Emily and she's like, I found this. And what do you think? Like, Harry likes me. And Emily's like, I have our vision boards from when we were kids. Let's look at them. And she's like, here's the vision board. Oh my God. The business suit that you picked out, the man in the business suit, he's wearing the same shirt that Harry has that shirt.
Oh,
he must be the man.
Perfect. And,
that was your psychic vision board.
Yes. And she's like, I give you my blessing as your friend to go after the man who I had mediocre sex with and like kind of dated for a little bit. But I'm a free spirit and I'm going to go around the world and travel.
Because
and
she
take
doesn't
pictures.
Need a man to complete her.
Yes. She says that. Thank
so
you. That would never happen on
she's
Hallmark.
She's the fucking hero. Of the
she
whole
is the
movie.
Whole of the whole movie. Yeah. So we go to a cafe now. Harry is sitting there. He's sad, and, right? And Alice pops up. Or no, I'm sorry.
Well, this is
very,
what.
This
so
is
all,
very important. I have to get this right.
All single men. Just so you guys know, all single straight men.
Mm-hmm.
We sit in cafes and we just feel shitty
just
the
sad
whole time
by
and sad when we are not. When we don't have a woman.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
so he's sad, but some lava cake pops up, and he's like, I didn't order this. And then Eric Christian comes, and she's like, Hey, girl, let's eat this lava cake together, and let's kiss. And then they kiss in the end. Okay, great. We did it.
Great.
Goodness.
Fuck.
Fuck this movie. Jesus
this movie Christ. Fucking sucks.
So bad.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so on the podcast, we either pour it up or
so
put a cork
bad.
In it. We'll start with Tricia. What are you going to do to this movie?
Are you going to put a cork in it, or are you going to pour it up?
I have to put a cork in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the good kind of bad.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It was just bad. Yeah. But I mean, it was, you know, you could watch worse things. It was easy to digest and didn't have to think much.
Yeah, I'm put a cork in it.
Yeah.
It was just real confusing.
Right.
About like what was going on. Like who cares about all the things? Like I was like,
The thing is, like, I'm also putting a cork in it, of course. But the thing is that with a Hallmark movie, you don't have to pay too much attention.
Oh, right.
You really had to pay attention to who the B character were. Like, Harry and Emily really mattered a lot more. In a Hallmark movie, they wouldn't matter at all. We would know that Joe and Alice were getting together.
Yeah.
And that would be
very
done.
Simple.
Wow, but, and I thought this one was simple.
Right.
But maybe I'm not watching enough Hallmark.
Well, you shouldn't watch more Hallmark.
I shouldn't watch more Hallmark.
This podcast is called Lifetime Report.
You are actually... Right,
you're
now,
right.
You're watching enough
level.
Hallmark by not watching any. Of
I
it.
Actually,
watching this movie is the enough Hallmark.
It is, yeah.
I actually, in preparation for this podcast, I planned on going to a Scientology center in honor of Erica Christensen.
Yes, because she's a Scientologist.
To pick up one of their questionnaires because I wandered in once for fun, guys, for fun,
just for fun.
Because I think it's just a little weird, and I wanted to see what they would do, and they asked me to stay for some classes, and I said, can I have a brochure? And they handed me something, and then I threw it away eventually. So I didn't make it back to it, but I pulled up, there is like this weird personality test that Scientology, I think this was the questionnaire.
And I know very much about it.
I wanted to see if there were a few questions that you guys would be willing to answer.
Oh yeah, we'll answer it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm down.
Okay. Yeah. This is the third question of the questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you browse through railway timetables, directories, or dictionaries just for pleasure?
No, that's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, that was a no for me too.
Yeah.
I also had to sign up for a profile for this, and I'm a little bit scared now.
Oh gosh, I hope you used a fake account.
Okay, here's the thing though, real quick. Be
careful.
Tread fucking lightly.
They'll come
with
after
that
me.
Shit.
They true. Come after you?
True. Because I took one of those personality tests when I was 17.
Uh-huh.
I think they sent me one. I was like, yeah, fucking, I'll see what my personal. Oh yeah. No, they sent everyone in which like where I when at the time I lived in Wichita, Kansas. There's one
Center
Scientology then. Place who was that was actually opened, or it was it's like the most famous, I can't remember.
There's one in Clearwater that's like a big one, but then they just sent them out on a whim?
No, they just sent them out like brochures, right?
Yeah, okay. So, got it.
Just be fucking careful with that shit because all of a sudden, so I had like finally gotten off their shit list.
Yes.
Because when I went there, I was like, okay, I want to see what the personality test thing is. And then I was there, and they're like, okay, well, so you, her,
yeah,
and I'm
come
like,
here,
yeah, oh,
come
yeah,
here.
Okay, I like the things that it's personality tests to me are just the most bullshit things in the world. And so I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I
but
know
there's like 500 questions on this.
Yeah, there's a lot.
God. Okay, I mean, well, insane. You know, this podcast loves Scientology, so don't come after us.
We love
you. Love. Scientology is so cool.
It's so cool, guys. Great. You guys are so fun in space.
We're
so
not at all concerned about where Miss Cavage's wife is.
Right.
We're good.
She's fine. She's probably, in a cottage.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's
just
fine.
Just a cottage in the cottage.
Everything's fine, and everyone's smiling right now.
That wraps up our conversation about to have and to hold the Lifetime movie. Before we go, we have our favorite segment of this week and every week. Candace Cameron Bray, this segment where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it.
Oh my God, I've never even thought of doing this.
Yes, well, you know, don't follow her.
Don't.
We follow her so you don't have to.
Good.
Okay.
So we have a little segment today, summer related. This probably won't come out in summer. I don't know when this will come out. We'll see.
Is this from Full House, Candace Cameron?
Yes. Uh-huh. She hates gay people, so that's why we talk about her, because she's problematic. But
yeah,
this
she does
is
hate
actually...
them.
This clip today is more offensive than hating gay people.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Oh my God! Okay,
here we go.
We're at the beach with my sisters and friends and the kids and Rach, and it's gonna be a hard time because I brought my Starkist tuna. But you guys know I love it, and it's the perfect to go at the beach because it's easy. I don't have to make anything. But what can I say?
I honestly use it for my kid's earthquake kit. I love this stuff. Honestly, I do.
I know, it's good.
It's so bold, Charlie.
They're good, right?
So fucking boring and stupid.
Well, she has a sponsorship with tuna,
which
is so on brand for Candace. But
what company?
Starkist tuna.
She has a Starkist fucking.
Yeah, that guy. But it is offensive to bring tuna to a beach. Okay, you can't bring tuna salad to a beach. It's not beach food. No, it's not at all.
No.
And, you know, she has the little pouches, the ones that you, that have the premix, whatever. And right. you're eating it. I mean, ew. It's fish that's, it's like in a little packet. It's going to be warm. It's going to be gross.
That's horrible. Like, what a horrible
the
idea.
The worst beach food. Like, bring a watermelon cut up in a little thing. Yeah. That's nice.
Try and you bring- know, and you know, she was just like, oh, guys, oh, so we have like a, we
we're
have
getting
this
sponsored
we
content.
We have the sponsor. So while we're at the beach, it's perfect.
And her friends it's are like, perfect. Actually, no, because they were like all like, shadily being like, this is some good. But they did not like that.
No.
God.
Those poor bastards.
I know.
Do you look at Kirk Cameron's Instagram no. too?
I don't think he has one. No. Because you know oh I don't know. We don't want to deep dive into the Cameron that's family.
That's a whole other podcast. Yeah. That would be a whole other podcast.
I had a crush on him when I was little.
Of course sure. you did.
You know, sure, sure. It was growing pains. He was the bad
looking,
boy.
He's a good looking man.
Right.
He was the bad boy.
He's a good looking dude. And of course you would. Of, why?
And
there
then
is
he went deep Jesus.
Yeah.
Like.
Deep Jesus.
Third, fourth level deep.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Deep. Yeah. Hey, Jesus is cool, but you know, like, don't discriminate on other people.
No, not judgy Jesus.
Yeah, no judgy.
He went like,
Judge Judy. Yes. I love Judge Judy.
Look,
you do?
We love Judge Judy.
Love Judge Judy. But
I love her. She got that
Judge
sass.
Jesus?
I love her.
I never heard of it. Okay. So.
Of it.
Right? Never heard of it. So, it's pluggy time of the podcast. Do you have anything you'd like to plug at the pluggy time?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
God, I think I
podcast.
Already...
Yeah, you did.
But didn't I already plug it?
Reminder.
Reminder.
Oh, my God, we do two plugs? Okay,
sure,
yeah. At Strong Female... you guys edit that part.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll totally edit
we'll
this.
We'll never edit this.
Oh, man. Okay. The podcast is called Strong Female Lead. We talk about strong female leads in movies and television, and we run the range of movies. I mean, like, we've done Suspiria, we've done Crazy Rich Asians,
oh, cool.
we go dark, we go light. Nice. And some of them are strong female leads, and some of them really aren't, according to us. We have our own little scale.
Oh, yeah,
and
great. What's the scale?
It is... Okay, have you seen Suspiria?
I have not, no.
Is that at Ulta? Is that an Ulta beauty product?
Okay.
No. Then I don't think it is.
Then I shouldn't say that scale because okay. It's really dark. But it's anything. I mean, it can be like three... For Suspiria, if you've seen it, it was three dicks on a stick.
Oh, okay.
Like three out of five dicks on a stick, if you've seen it.
Oh, okay. Cool, so it depends on the movie.
It depends on the movie, and we just come up with a weird scale.
Great.
Based on perfect. Love it.
But it's a blast, and follow us on at Strong Female Pod and Twitter, which we don't really do as much, but
Twitter sucks.
SFL _ Chicago.
Twitter's for bullies.
Twitter's the worst.
Twitter's for middle school.
Yeah, Twitter's for middle schoolers.
Twitter's for Trump.
Twitter's for Trump and middle schoolers.
Yeah, middle school loves.
We on Instagram. We on Instagram.
Okay, Drew, how about you? What do you want to plug?
You can find me on Instagram at Drew But With Pants, or you can
that's a great name
you can thank you I because it's I do have pants when I'm on Instagram
yeah.
mm-hmm.
normally no,
nice.
Not as many pants
yeah not now
like today weird. Yeah
like to right now I'm completely naked from the waist down
dream come true
green room dream
it's like a Skype interview
and I have a band the Limbos and we're on Spotify and Amazon and all the things that you can get. And iTunes, of course.
Wonderful.
Oh, nice.
So great. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah,
so fun as always. And thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime and Court. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. I haven't talked about that in a while.
Yeah.
Yes, please do that. Emojis.
Oh, we had one. I don't know if you could pull it up. Well, not now. We'll do it next week.
Okay.
I think
someone won
this
reviews?
Person, I think they won a review.
Okay.
They used
we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah,
well, they won the reviews. Okay.
I think they won the reviews.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
We'll talk about it next week.
Great. But you can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime and Court. Don't forget to rate and review us. Obviously, I just said that. And, you know, that's it. Okay. I think that's good. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.